Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's go to the phones and talk to AJ, who is in Dover and who's been waiting a bit, wants to talk about the Red Sox and the deadline. Go ahead, AJ. You're leading us off.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. What's up?
I'm pretty underwhelmed.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether they kind of undersold themselves. You say that they sent off a couple prospects that were blocked from the majors, but they actually traded Blaze Jordan, who could fill in on both the infield corner spots, and yet they held on to people that were blocked seriously from the majors and Arias, and they held on to Grissom for whatever reason, even though they have no plans for him.
I don't think Vaughn Grissom's like 28 years old, right? I mean, like, who wants Vaughn Grissom?
Yeah. You might have got something for him.
I don't think so.
I just think that they could have done more. They at least got a bat last ever.
True. That's true, AJ. Thanks for the call. I don't know what that was in the background, but it was distracting, so I'm letting you go. But, yeah, I'm not trying to defend this or anything or say that they made great move. I mean, you know, on paper, they made good move where they won the trade. Like, you can say they won both of these trades. They got Steven Matz Rental, who's been a good reliever this year. He's a veteran. And can maybe spot start at the back end of the rotation and can be a long reliever. And they need that. I mean, listen, the Red Sox need that. A lot of teams need that. Kind of thought the Dodgers needed that, but apparently not, because they traded Dustin May right on out of there. And in fairness, Tyler Glasnow just came back from his injury with the Dodgers. The kid they just picked up from Japan this year is going to be back soon.
Sasaki.
It didn't take long. He only pitched 8 games before his arm fell off. But he's going to be back there soon. Snell is going to be back. I think he's making a start next week, or maybe this weekend. And they just figured Dustin May, they don't need him. He's, with all these other guys coming back from injury, Dustin May, thanks for your service and everything, but we're going to trade you away for basically nothing. Which I think is a risky maneuver there by the Dodgers. Someone, I don't know if this is in the Twitch chat or on the text line, said Dodgers are doing a Red Sox a solid for the Mookie trade. I'd like to believe that. I'd like to believe that the Dodgers sort of looked at the Red Sox and said, come on. Let's give them Dustin May. Let's throw them a bone. Let's do something here. This deadline's not going great for the old Bo Sox. We're getting all our starters back anyway. Yeah, give them Dustin May. Go ahead. What do they want back? Mr. Tibbs? Yeah, fine. We'll take Mr. Tibbs. No problem. I don't think Blaze Jordan, I mean, yeah, he's technically a corner infielder, but he's not very good. You know, like he's a, what was he, 17th ranked prospect? A guy who's not super athletic, who isn't exactly a great defensive player. He's really all bat, and his bat's not that great. Like, that's kind of who Blaze Jordan is. And maybe he'll continue to get better, and he'll get a shot in St. Louis, and I hope that he does, and I hope he has a great career and all that, but I'm not upset that they moved on from him or that they moved on from Tibbs. I don't think that I was going to be upset even if they traded some of their more prestigious prospects. If they had traded Christian Campbell in the right move, I would have been fine with that. I think a lot of people would have been. There's people who get mad no matter who, what prospect gets traded. People just love prospects sometimes. I don't know what it is that brings that about. You're down the Cape, you watch them in the Cape League or something, you live out in Worcester, and you see them in the mine, and you're just like, ah, it's my guy, you know? I don't know what it is exactly that makes people fall in love with these prospects so much, to the point where even if they get traded for a great player, people are mad. I remember people being mad when Moncada got traded for Chris Sale. You know, how could you trade him? Well, worked out okay. And I think these will both work out okay, too. But I think that's the point, is that at their best, they're both okay. You know, like, these are both okay moves. I don't know if I'd classify them any higher than that. Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Back to the phones, I should say. Joe is in Melrose. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Christian. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Well, it's really underwhelming moves. They're really not championship-focused. These aren't moves you make to win a championship. I was following Jeff Passan on Twitter, and I saw all these, like, flurries of moves. So I really feel like I can't wait for Craig Breslow to give another alignment press conference to explain this. But I really feel like the Red Sox are giving me like 1990s Bruins vibes. So they just want to be like kind of a bubble playoff team, be a little bit competitive, but make sure they're making money off their fans. But they're not really focused on winning a championship.
Kind of seems that way, Joe. Kind of seems like championship is they want to be a good team. They want to be a team that is relevant, which they are. I mean, the Red Sox are relevant this year. They're a playoff team right now. They are a wild card team right now. If the season ended today, they are going to the postseason. Okay? As I've been saying, they have a seat at the table. And there's a lot of teams on the floor. And a lot of those teams on the floor tried to make moves to get up off the floor. And the other teams at the table made moves, too, to get, you know, to the head of the table is where they want to be. To extend this metaphor longer than it deserves to be extended. But you know what I mean? Like, you're there. You're in the mix. You're part of it. There's been years at the deadline where it's like, okay, the last ditch effort to try and get good, and the Red Sox pass on doing something like that because they look at the team and decide earnestly that they're not worth investing in. And sometimes you have to be realistic. I understand that, but this is not one of those times. This is absolutely not one of those times. This is one of those times where the American League is just rife with opportunity. And that opportunity, I think, could have been seized a lot more strongly if you had concentrated more on the front end of the rotation than the back end of the rotation. But I think deep down, we all sort of expected that if the Red Sox were going to do anything, it was going to be something like this, right? They're very focused on starting pitching, right? Are they going to go out there and get an ace who's under control or a number two with years on his cut? No. Okay. When Jeff Passan said the Red Sox are unlikely to make any major moves at this moment, whenever that was, last Friday, I want to say, when he said that, he knew who works here. He knows what this team is and who this organization is run by. And picking up a starting pitcher at the deadline, not a lot of starting pitchers got traded at the deadline. Dustin May is one of the few starters who got traded at all. You know, like, it's not like there was a whole bunch of them flying around. It was, up until today, hardly any of them. And
there were better options, though.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely there were. But a lot of the guys that I like, you know, like Charlie Morton, he moved. But, like, a lot of the guys that we had talked about that, you know, we all had on our wish list, those guys didn't move. Joe Ryan didn't move. Alcantara didn't move. Cabrera didn't move. You know, like, I just, Kelly ended up moving. And that was, I think that once he went, maybe that's when the Red Sox said, all right, Dustin May, what do you want for him? And the Dodgers were ready to just let him go. I'd love to know how far into a Joe Ryan negotiation they got. I would love to know what the Twins were asking for, and I would love to know what the bridge too far was that prevented that deal from happening, if it was even ever possible in the first place. We'll find out, though, or maybe we won't, but someone hopefully will ask those questions, too. Craig Breslow, and we will carry his press conference. It begins in about 10 minutes, and we will carry it live right here on WEEI. I'd love to keep ranting and raving all night, but we will set aside some time here and listen live. We will take the feed live of Craig Breslow as he responds to questions from the media regarding the trade deadline, the moves that were made once again yesterday. Steven Matz and Blaze Jordan was what they had to give up for him. Today, Dustin May from the Dodgers for James Mr. Tibbs III. And that is that. the other teams made substantial moves. The Red Sox did that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We continue with your reaction at 617-779-7937. Let's try Christian in Nantucket. Hello, Christian in Nantucket.
Hey, Arkan, how's it going?
What's
long
up, time
listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you know, I think this is John Henry. He's a bum every time he lets the fan base down. I think that, you know, in the morning show's correct that he's using the Red Sox for, you know, money for other organizations like the Penguins and that soccer team. I think it's a joke and we need to get a new ownership involved.
Thanks for the call, Christian. Thing of it is, can't get new owners. The only way you can kick out the owner is if they pull a Donald Sterling and have some weird young girlfriend who records everything they say and talks about racist things. That's basically the only way that can happen. Or the guy, didn't the guy who owned the Phoenix Suns, didn't he get kicked out too for being just like a massive a-hole?
Robert Sarver.
Sarver. Apparently know her. He was just such a monumental a-hole that they eventually, I don't know, the board voted him out. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But I don't think there's any chance that Red Sox ownership, unless really, I mean, if you know sort of what's going on behind the scenes here, they have already invested in a ton of real estate around that park. They're going to turn that whole thing into this big development. Now, I wonder, not to get political here, but I do wonder if some of the funding for that may have been doged, you know, like I wonder if that, because I know that other things that were supposed to be happening in Massachusetts, the big
they couldn't have been doged. They went to the White House.
No, right, that's true. But you know, like I know that big thing right over here in Alston, the big turnpike ramp project, that all went up in smoke, I think. So I wonder if that's still on the table or not, or what. But I know that this ownership group is not just invested in the Red Sox, but they're now trying to put roots down in that area, in terms of real estate development and interests. And I just don't think there's any way in the world that would somehow lead to them selling the team. I just don't think so. So, yeah, I mean, listen, we're all frustrated. I'm frustrated. I agree with the caller that I think this is more of a John Henry thing than it is a Craig Breslow thing. Although I'm not sure that Craig Breslow is against this whole philosophy. I think that he is, I don't want to say fallen right in line with it, but I think he's contributed to it, to the philosophy of what the Red Sox are right now and how they operate. I think any GM or any president of baseball operations would want to have more financial flexibility than I think he and High and Bloom have both been given. But in Breslow's case, at the very least, you can say they let him spend in the offseason, which is true. He spent, and he spent on elite talent. And that may have lulled us all into a false sense of security, thinking, okay, well, now that they've shown that they're back to wanting to invest in elite talent, maybe they'll do that at the deadline. Mm-mm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.